Well, once we found out that this many people from Mercer County that are Vietnam veterans were going to all be on the same honor flight together, several of us put our heads together and thought, hey, you know, this would be a great opportunity for us to give them the welcome home that they never got. So what we have planned is a lot of the girls down at the VFW, they have coordinated with Kim Lloyd, and Kim is donating two buses, and they've had this behind-the-scenes Facebook page going on where people can sign up to ride the bus to actually go up to the airport and greet these guys and bring them back. So I don't have all the numbers on that. I think there is still some spaces available on the bus, but we do have two buses from Johannes that have been donated by them. And I believe last I knew they're planning on leaving the VFW parking lot at 7:30 tonight. Then while that's going on, I'm actually going to go up in a squad car and kind of be the coordinator to talk with fire departments and anybody else who wants to be involved to give everybody the time frame as to when we think these guys will be returning from the honor flight. So what we have planned is kind of what we've done for the post 9/11 guys that have returned from war, is a nice little caravan. Invite the fire trucks to come out and the public to come out to the highways as we're coming through. And we have the art teacher at the high school. She's gotten her students to create a few welcome home signs that we're going to put up in the downtown area. And, you know, these guys that are involved in this, most of these guys that are going on the trip are the ones that have been the leaders of the VFW for quite some time. You know, they're the ones that are doing the honor guards for the football games, and the guys you always see walking in the parades, and the guys who are showing up and doing the funeral details. And they take great pride in being involved in that and doing that. And this is not only a way for all of us, the community and everybody, to thank them for what they've done, but also thank them for the service and give them the welcome home that they never received when they came back from Vietnam.
And then just as far as logistically, Nick, will they be coming up 94 then to 17 and then back toward downtown?
I think the route home we'll take is we'll probably just get right on 67 and
okay.
come through Viola and
okay.
then get on 17. And then my plan is once we get into town, we'll turn at the fire station and come up kind of similar to what we do when the state football teams and stuff come back. We'll do a lap through the middle of downtown, and then we'll end it at the VFW parking lot, and then everybody can come out, and actually anybody that wants to can actually come up and thank them for their service and welcome them home.
Yeah, and I know we're you know, talking with you well in advance. I mean, what time do you think they, and this is all tentative, and I know all this will be out social media
right.
when it gets more definite, but what time you thinking about, you know, range for them to be back toward Aledo, I guess?
Tentatively right now, if they don't run into any type of weather, and I think that's usually something that causes some delays along the way, because this is such a long flight for them. If there's no delays in the weather or anything, I think tentatively they're thinking that they will return to the Quad City Airport between 9 and 9:30. And I would say, based on others that I've gone to in the past, I would say probably at the very earliest, we'd probably be 10:30 to 11 o'clock
okay.
would be returning to Aledo.